The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Struggled over the years, lots of different ways to do car shows, and really the best way seems to have surfaced in the last few years, and it's the Main Street Memories Car Show. Ron Stewart is the head of that organization. He's online with us right now. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I mean,
good morning, everyone.
This is a car show that, just about 4 or 5 years ago, you put together, and it was an instant hit, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. In 2016, we put on our first show. We had 200 cars. 2019, we had 600 cars. If we would have had the show this year, we're pretty sure we would have had 800 cars. We're growing exponentially.
In fact, this year, although there wasn't a Main Street Memories car show, on the day that it would have been, which I think is the last Saturday in July, if I remember correctly, you still had people bringing their cars downtown, didn't you?
Well, we had an impromptu show actually in September when they did the downtown day. We kind of decided at the last minute to put a show together, and we had 200 cars show up that day with about 2 weeks' notice.
That's amazing. That really says something about how much this area loves its classic cars, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So you've made some changes for the 2021 edition. Tell us what the plan is for this year.
So for this year, we've been experiencing growth issues like we talked about, of course, increasing costs. Not only that, but where we plan on taking this show in the future. So after a bunch of deliberation and discussions, we are moving the car show down to the Atchison Ventures property. But I need to note, to tell everybody, it will be on the lawn. There's been some confusion that it's going to be in a gravel area. It will not be in the gravel area. It's going to be on the lawn. We have over 18 acres of property in which to grow.
And that's important because I think as soon as a lot of people heard that it was going to be on that property, you're right, they started to think about that gravel lot and think, I don't think that I want to take my classic car with its brand new paint job down there in that dusty area.
Yep. And another thing to know, too, I mean, working with Mike Long from Atchison Ventures, we will be getting that gravel chlorided, you know, prior to the show to keep the dust down. So we don't foresee any problems.
How many cars, you mentioned this, but I mean, you say that it has been growing, you know, by leaps and bounds, by the hundreds of cars. How many cars did you have in 2019, and how many would you anticipate seeing in Port Huron for 2021?
So we had 600 cars in 2019, and our thought is that we're going to have over 800 cars down there. So we market this show very heavily.
This is a show that has extended essentially when it was on Main Street, when it was along the main corridor in downtown, from basically Glenwood to Griswold. I mean, it took up the entire downtown.
Yes, yes. And their goals are our future problems. Where do we go after we hit that and we run out of room? So we want to make sure that we're putting on a good show for everybody, that, you know, it's a good quality show, family oriented, a lot of things for people to do other than just looking at cars. And we feel that our new location is going to provide all of that for us.
It sounds like it should do that indeed, give you plenty of space for people to display their cars. Now, you say that this is heavily marketed in the classic car community. I know you go to other car shows. A lot of question marks surrounding, you know, events in 2021. You know, we're still not where we need to be to have events. Do you think that by the end of July we'll be able to safely have a Main Street Memories car show?
Paul, we certainly hope so, but, like we've been seeing, it's easier to plan and then back off instead of just sit and wait and wait and then all of a sudden want to put everything together. Plus, another option with this being down there, we always have the option of rescheduling also. So if something happens that for some reason in July we cannot have the show, we can always look at doing it again towards the end of September or something like that, like we did last year. So that this new location also provides for that opportunity.
Yeah, I think as flexible as we all had to learn to be in 2020, we need to kind of maintain that flexibility in 21 as well. It sounds like plans are well underway for Main Street Memories. This is also a partnership with the Council on Aging, or at least it has been in the past.
Yep, it's still Council on Aging is our number one benefactor. In the 4 years that we've had shows, we've raised $65,000 for them, thanks to everybody who's participated, volunteered, and helped, and all the participants. Also new for this year, one of the things we really wanted to make sure, you know, in our name is Main Street, and we wanted to make sure that Main Street was not neglected. So we've been working with Cynthia Cutright and the DDA with meetings, and we want to make sure that they are very well supported. So we both have subcommittees. We're working on a shuttle system to get people back and forth through town. There's also, if you don't want to park down there at the Atchison property, has a spectator with the shuttles. You're going to be able to park in town and take a bus ride down. We're offering the downtown businesses the opportunity to have a display at the show. So we're doing everything we can to work with them and help them out and show them our support.
Well, that's fantastic. Again, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but it'll be last Saturday in July. At least that's the plan right now, right?
Yep. July 31st, always the last Saturday. Yes, sir.
July 31st, mark it on your calendar for Main Street Memories Car Show. If people want to connect with the car show in some way, do you have a website or social media? What's the best way to kind of follow what you guys are doing?
So it's very easy. Both the Facebook and the website is Main Street Memories PH. Of course, the website would be .com. If you're on Facebook, just type in Main Street Memories PH for Port Huron, and you'll find us. On our website, we have all the vendor information, sponsor information, if you want to be that. Also, you can register online, pay through PayPal if you so desire. And once things get going, we'll be out at the car shows handing out flyers and promoting it even more.
It'll be here before you know it, won't it?
Yes.
All right.
200 and some days.
But who's counting? Ron, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk again. Take care.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Paul.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.